The 4Ps project is supported by the Sovereign Network Group, funding the Move On and Thrive project. To find out more, go to sng.org.uk.
Hello everyone, it's Callum here, and you're listening to another one of my Curious Creatures podcasts. A special type of podcast where I'll fill you in with fascinating facts about animals that you may not have even heard about. Here's something that you can sink your teeth into. A podcast focused on perilous piranhas. Think you can handle the feeding frenzy's worth of information I've put into this? Well, stick around and find out. Let's roll out the facts. Piranhas are a species of terrible tiddlers that are found in freshwater rivers all over South America. There are many different types of piranhas in the world, such as the black spot piranha, the lobe-toothed piranha, and even the so-called wimple piranha. But for now, let's focus on the most well-known of these savage snappers, the red-bellied piranha. And as many of you should know, these creatures are well-known and feared for their ability to strip meat down to the bone in seconds. And it's the tooth. The name piranha actually means toothfish in Brazil, and they certainly live up to that name. Similar to sharks, if a piranha loses a tooth, it'll grow back really quickly. They could even regrow entire rows of teeth at once. This becomes really useful considering most of their life involves crunching and munching, and there's nothing that a piranha won't eat. Their grocery list consists of fish, invertebrates, insects, seeds, fruit, and most importantly, meat. They're kind of like river vultures in a way, which leads me to the next part of my piranha podcast. I'm sure you've heard piranhas being slandered by the media as bloodthirsty river monsters. But what if I told you that this supposed piranha stereotype was all due to a misunderstanding? Yeah, as a group, piranhas can be devastatingly devilish, but by themselves, these fish are quite skittish. And regarding the whole human body count ordeal, piranhas rarely kill humans, only causing minor injuries if they ever lash out. And if you ever find yourself face to face in a feeding frenzy, the best thing that you can do is keep as still as possible. Like sharks, thrashing about will only excite them, as your frantic movements remind them of struggling prey. So just keep cool to avoid the skull. And one more fact before I end this podcast. Did you know that some people keep piranhas as pets? Yep, these mincemeat making mackerels can be found in your best mate's house as overkill goldfish. Of course, they're not legal in every country, but they're a good chance for any advanced aquariumists. But for the love of cod, don't release this feisty fishy into the wild once you've had enough of it. You never know, it might end up making fish food out of the local wildlife. And it's real bad for everyone, fishermen included. Welp, that's all I've got for today, but do tune in next week where I'll be back with some more fascinating facts. I swear it. So, it's a goodbye from your walking, talking encyclopedia of wildlife himself, Callum. See you later.